Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off the fifth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hei Mishnah Ches and Parak Hei Mishnah Tes as we finish off our discussion of Meduma, like we've been saying until now, that if you have Truma that falls in to produce of Chulin, to regular produce that anyone could eat, but there's Truma that falls into it, the only time that a non-Kohen is allowed to eat that mixture is if there's 100 times more chulin than truma. There has to be 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to the truma. In addition to that ratio, then you're also going to need to take that 1%, that one sah, out of the mixture as well, separate that and give that to the kohen. So says our Mishnah, sah truma shenafla lemeya. If you have a sah of truma that falls into 100 sah of chulin, so you have the percentage, you have the ratio, it's good, it's not a case of meduma, you're allowed to eat it. But velo hispik lahagbia ad shenafla acheres, but before he had time to remove the one sah, like we said, you have to remove the one sah in addition to the ratio being there, but before he removed the sah, another sah of truma fell in to the mixture. So now you technically have 2 sah of truma and only 100 sah of chulin. 2 to 100, that's not the correct ratio. So the Mishnah says it's a machlokas harezo asora. The chacham are of the opinion that this is prohibited because you did not yet remove the one sah of truma to make it totally a kosher and eatable mixture. It's totally usur because it's really 2 and 100, which is 1/50th of a ratio, which is not enough for meduma to not apply, and therefore you'd have to give it to a kohen. You would not be allowed to eat it. But says the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon Matir, but Rabbi Shimon permits this mixture because he's of the opinion, as the Bartanura points out, that once a person planned to remove the truma, it's like he already removed the truma, and therefore Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that even though the ratio is not there because they fell in at 2 separate times, and he meant to remove the truma after the first time, therefore this mixture is permissible for a non-Kohen to eat. Although, as the Bartanura points out, we pasken like the Chachamim, namely that a non-Kohen would not be allowed to eat this mixture because he did not yet separate and remove the one sah of truma. Okay, now we're continuing as we finish off the parak with Parak Hey Mishnah Test. Says the Mishnah, sah truma shenafla lemeh. You have a sah of truma that falls into 100 sah of chulin. Utechanan upachasu. And then what happens? So we're talking about a case of flour, but you have flour that's mixed together, chulin and truma. And what happens is that he grinds it up, and when you grind it up, the volume decreases, it becomes smaller. So says the Mishnah, kishem shepachasu hachulin, just like presumably the chulin decreased when the whole mixture was ground up, kach pachasa hachuma umutter. So too, the truma percentage, that 1%, that one sah of truma, must have also decreased, and therefore it's mutter. The ratio of 1 to 100 and 100 to 1 is still there, even though it was ground and the volume decreased, but l'chora, the volume decreased for both the chulin and the truma, therefore the ratio is the same, and the mixture is permitted because it had 100-to-1 ratio. Continuing in the Mishnah, sa truma shenafla lepachos mimeya. However, if it's a situation where a sa of truma fell into less than 100 sa, so that would not be allowed right from the beginning because it's not the right percentage, it's not the right ratio, it's not 1 to 100 or 100 to 1. Utechanon vehosiru, but then they grind it up, and sometimes when you grind it up, it actually increases. It actually depends on the quality of the flour. If the flour is a good quality, then the volume increases. If the flour is a bad quality, then the volume decreases. So in this case, he ground it up, and the volume of the flour increased. But says the Mishnah similarly, kishem shehosiru hachulin, kachosira hatruma v'aser. Just like the chulin volume increased, so too the truma volume must have increased as well, and therefore v'aser is still prohibited because the 1 to less than 100 is still there. The ratio is still present and there, and therefore you would not be allowed to eat this mixture. You'd have to give it to a Kohen because the ratio is not there, and this is a case of meduma. However, says the Mishnah, im yadua sha'achitim shel chulin yafos mishal truma. If he knows that the wheat of chulin, that the flour of the chulin, is greater quality than that of the truma, then says the Mishnah, it is mutter, because in that case, because the chulin has a greater quality, its volume actually increased. And if it increased, then the ratio is there. Unlike when the quality of the flour is the same, they're both going to increase, the volume of each of them is going to increase. But in this case, the chulin had a greater quality, and therefore its volume increased, while the truma stayed the same. And therefore, you would be allowed to eat this mixture, and you would not have to give it to a kohen. Continuing in the Mishnah, one last halacha, saw truma shenafla lepachos mimeya. If you have a saw of truma that fell into less than 100 saw of chulin, v'achar ki naflu sham chulin, and afterwards more chulin came in and was added into the mixture in order to make the percentage, in order to make the ratio 100, im shogeg mutter. If this other chulin came in and changed the, and it was b'shogeg, it was an accident, you didn't intentionally put the chulin in there, and now it happens to be there's 100, at least 100 times more chulin than truma, then mutter, it was an accident, and therefore it's permitted because the ratio is there. However, says the Mishnah, v'im mezid, if you intentionally put the chulin in this mixture just so that you would get the percentage up and it wouldn't be a case of meduma, and there'd be at least 100 times more chulin than truma, then usur, then it's prohibited to do that, as the halacha comes up many, many times, most likely, most specifically, in Meseches Chulin, where the Gemara says, Ein mevatlin isra lechatchila, you're not allowed to intentionally make bittul take place. You can't proactively make bittul take place. Bittul, making something null, is something that only happens b'diyavid. Once it's bittul, once there's a mixture of truma and chulin, then we have the ability to rely on this 100-to-1 ratio. But you can't go ahead and lechatchila, in an ideal world, set this up from the outset. Quick review. Perek Hey Mishnah Chaz taught us about a case where a person had truma that fell into 100 saw of chulin, and before he had the opportunity to remove the one saw, another ad shenafla acher. That's what happened. Was he fell on it, fell again, and then right another saw fell in, and now you have two saw for 100. So says there's a machlokas in the Mishnah between the Chacham and Rabbi Shimon. The Chacham said that it's usher, that it's prohibited, that it's not allowed, because you have two hundredths. You have 1/50th really of a ratio, which isn't 100 times. That's only 50 times. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees and permits it, because he says that once you have the intention to remove the truma, it's as if you already did. But we don't hold that. We behold like the Chacham, that until you remove that initial truma, if any more truma comes in, then it has the ability to shift the ratio, to change the ratio, and to prohibit it from you. And then Parakeim Mishnah Tes began discussing a case where a grinding, where you have a saw of truma that fell into 100 saw of chulin, and he ground it, and then it decreased. Both in a case, whether it increased or decreased, the assumption of the Mishnah is that both the truma and the chulin are going to change in volume equally, and if they're going to equally change in the volume, then the ratio of 1 to 100, or 1 to less than 100, depending on what it was to begin with, remains the same. However, the Mishnah said, if you know for a fact that the wheat of the chulin, for example, is greater, and therefore it's going to increase to a larger degree, and then it might actually change the ratio, then it would be permitted to eat that mixture and to not have to give it to a kohen. And then the Mishnah just concluded by saying that if you accidentally, if there's an accidental situation where you have a mixture where there isn't a ratio, you don't have 1 to 100, but then more chulin ends up falling in, so as long as it was an accident, then that's fine. As long as then it could change the ratio and it could allow you to eat the mixture and not have to give it to a kohen. However, if you intentionally took more chulin and added it in simply to change the ratio, to make it something that was then eatable, where it was 100 times more chulin than truma, that would be prohibited, as the Gemara tells us in Mevatlin, Isr lechatchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel something in an ideal world. You can't go ahead and put a little bit of milk, let's say, in soup just because you like the way it tastes. Even if it's 1/60th, even if batel b'shishim would apply, you still can't do that in an ideal, proactive way. Have a great day.